Now talking with two of the seniors and one junior from Martin County West, Addie Woolleader, Tyler Poppy, and Maddie Carlson. Thanks for joining me, you guys.
For sure.
You guys have homecoming going on this week. So first of all, let's start off with what you started off with on Monday. What's been going on so far this week?
Monday, we had America Monday, and then our pep fest in the gym, and a volleyball game against GFW.
And you guys won, so that's a good thing. Have you guys been having fun so far, homecoming week?
For sure. I love it. It's always fun.
And tell us a little bit about what's been going on, like how much work you guys did putting into planning homecoming week, because I know you three were pretty heavily involved.
Yeah, we're all on student council, so we're all involved with like setting everything up and everything. So, but it's fun. I like doing it.
We decorate the hallways and we plan all the pet fests and run all the games.
All right. And you have coronation on Friday afternoon. So are you guys excited for that?
Yeah.
Who's all up for homecoming this year?
Oh, God.
For girls, it's us two, me and Tyler, Courtney Anderson, Emily Shetler, and Maddie Lyon.
And then for guys, it's Austin Newcomb, Tori Paplow, Michael McCorkle, Kane Grandjeanette, and Bryson Kenner.
And what's your guys' favorite thing about homecoming week? All of it, or do you have a certain thing that sticks out in your mind?
I like the dress-up days. It's fun to dress up with all your friends, get pictures, and FFS, we always award, like, best dress for the day, so that's always fun, too.
So you guys have volleyball coming up on Thursday, pretty huge game. Are you excited for that?
I'm excited. Cleveland's a good team and different from last year, so
yeah,
different team, but so good. Should be fun.
Matt, are you excited for volleyball on Thursday?
I am so excited for volleyball on Thursday.
And how about the football game on Friday? Having it at home, well, it can be in Tri-Mont. It's a little bit different this year. You guys don't have the chili feed during football. You're going to do that during basketball. But tell us what went into the thought process about changing that this year.
Well, we talked with like Mr. Willie, who plans it, and the cooks, and it just the different equipment and the people are here that like make everything.
So what is going to be going on instead of the chili feed?
We'll have a tailgate before the game, so just like burgers, brats, that type of stuff. So the same kind of idea, just not the same food.
And it's been a little bit different having your games, football games in Tri-Mont, but it's been kind of cool as well. What are your feelings about that so far this year?
I like the atmosphere. It's way different, but I mean, I love it. A lot of big areas to do things. And I mean, we still have the student section, and that's what matters to me at least.
Yeah. And I like the fact that people bring their lawn chairs and just sit in the end zone.
Yeah.
Is what I know to class games. So it's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
So culminating the week, what happens on Thursday and Friday for homecoming?
Thursday, tomorrow, we'll have a pet fest. We normally have one during advisory every day. So 30 minutes and we'll play dodgeball and have Barbie versus Batman Day. And
the court is going to go to the elementary school, I believe. Shannon's going to eat with the little kids, so that'll be fun.
That's fun for them.
Yeah, for sure.
How about you, Maddie?
I'm just a junior, so I don't do too much. Not like you seniors, but
you're getting prepared for next year.
Yes.
All right, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was seniors Tyler Poppy and Addie Woolleader and junior Maddie Carlson talking with me about Martin County West homecoming. Today, their dress-up was Batman versus Barbie Day, and then tomorrow will be Black and Blue Maverick Pride Day. They'll have coronation on Friday, and on the homecoming court this year, you heard the kids say it earlier in the interview, Addie Woolleader, Tyler Poppy, Courtney Anderson, Emily Shetler, and Madison Lyon. And then the boys, Kane Grandjeanette, Austin Newcomb, Tori Paplow, Michael McCorkle, and Bryson Kettner. They will crown the king and queen at their coronation on Friday afternoon at the high school. Of course, the volleyball game tonight, you can tune in to Extreme Country 105.7 to hear coverage of that, and also watch it on Explore Live Video as they take on Cleveland. Should be a great match tonight. And then we'll have coverage of the football game on Extreme Country 105.7 on Friday night as they take on Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop.